Congressman demands Harry and Meghan be stripped of royal titles for interfering in U.S. election. By Kurt Zindulka on October 10, 2020. Republican Congressman Jason Smith has written to the British government, demanding that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle be stripped of their royal titles, claiming that the couple is using their royal status to interfere in the election against President Trump. The Missouri lawmaker accused the royal couple of trying to use their titles to campaign against President Donald Trump's campaign, violating the tradition of the British royal family to abstain from interfering in political matters. In a letter addressed to British Ambassador to the United States, Karen Pierce, Congressman Smith wrote, "As you know, the British royal family has long observed a policy of strict neutrality in regard to political matters. I am therefore concerned by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's recent comments regarding the United States presidential election, especially given international conversations surrounding foreign interference in our elections and the Duke's status as a guest of the United States. I respectfully request the British government ensure the Duke and Duchess of Sussex no longer attempt to interfere in our election or be stripped of all titles, styles, and privileges which they currently retain. I respectfully request you convey these concerns to both Her Majesty the Queen and to Her Majesty's government," Smith added. Prince Harry and Meghan resigned from their roles as working royals earlier this year in order to pursue private money-making ventures and to further their activist causes. The couple lost their HRH, His/Her Royal Highness, titles and their public funding, however, they retained their royal titles Duke and Duchess of Sussex as a courtesy. "It is my view the titles and privileges they retain by permission of Her Majesty the Queen, given with the advice and consent of her government, prevent the Duke and Duchess from separating comments made in a personal capacity from their official position within the British royal family," Representative Smith wrote. Smith said that the couple's efforts in America represent a serious breach of the British royal family's policy of political neutrality and an inappropriate act of domestic interference by one of our closest allies. "Therefore, by allowing the Duke and Duchess of Sussex to retain their titles, and these political comments to continue, the British government is effectively condoning interference in the 2020 United States presidential election from officials at the highest level of the British establishment," he concluded. In September, the Duke and Duchess released a video message urging Americans to vote. "Every 4 years we are told the same thing, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. But this one is," Meghan began, with the language of the message widely interpreted as a thinly veiled call for voters to turf the incumbent president out of office. President Trump responded to the couple's video in a characteristically forthright manner, indicating that he was not a fan of Prince Harry's wife and wishing him a lot of luck with her because he's going to need it. Radical feminist Gloria Steinem also revealed in September that she and Meghan had embarked on a cold-calling campaign to Americans, urging them to vote. Steinem claimed that the effort was done on the initiative of the Duchess of Sussex. In August, she also joined former First Lady Michelle Obama's When We All Vote campaign to register more women voters ahead of the election. In an interview with Marie Claire, Meghan said that she intends on voting in the upcoming election, saying, "I know what it's like to have a voice, and also what it's like to feel voiceless. I also know that so many men and women have put their lives on the line for us to be heard. And that opportunity, that fundamental right, is in our ability to exercise our right to vote and to make all of our voices heard." The former Suits actress has been a longtime critic of Donald Trump, previously describing the then candidate in the 2016 election as misogynistic and divisive. She has also been a supporter of the far-left Black Lives Matter movement, with a source claiming Markle is hugely inspired by BLM founder and self-described trained Marxist Patrice Cullors. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here, @KurtZindulka.